flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, it's our triple option feature. Steve Geller, Charlie Long, myself. Steve, you first.
Well, gentlemen, the NFL put out today their NFL Rookie of the Year finalists. And what do you know? Out of the six, three are LSU Tigers. And
we saw shocking.
We saw Jaden Daniels was one of them. Lighting it up, it was Sunday night and a big playoff victory there. But you also have Brock Bowers, a tight end from the Raiders, the running back Bucky Irving from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Bo Nix, quarterback of the Denver Broncos, and then the two other LSU Tigers, of course, wide receivers, and Malik Nabers from the G-Men, and Brian Thomas Jr. from the Jacksonville Jaguars. You know, we think about LSU and considering the success that they've had under head coach Brian Kelly, or lack thereof, but man, oh man, they are still pumping out top-tier NFL talent. This year, like I said, three of the top six NFL rookies, all from the purple and gold.
Yeah, that's why, think about it, over the last 7 years, Louisiana and Mississippi, other than 1 year, I think Alabama got in the mix, per capita, they have finished either first or second six out of the last 7 years. And look, all the wide receiver talent. Oh, my Lord.
Unbelievable, right?
So you can see why they're in the mix. And, man.
Used to be DBU. Now it's wide receiver.
I ain't no DBU no more. It is WRU. Charlie?
Guys, I'm going with a stat. We talked earlier, Mike, about this. Sam Darnold in that game against, you know, L.A. last night. Jay Cutter had this on Twitter. Sam Darnold became the 25th quarterback in NFL history to throw a pick, fumble, and get sacked at least nine times in one game. He's the first to do it since Daniel Jones in 2023, and joins Warren Moon as the only quarterback to do it in the playoffs, and teams are just 1-24 when their quarterback does that. And so Sam Darnold, he's catching a lot of heat from Vikings folks. I mean, they went 14-2 with him. They were staring at the one seed, and then they get blown out by Detroit, and then blown out by L.A. in back-to-back weeks. With, as you mentioned, Mike, a very similar game plan used to kind of neutralize what he can do offensively. So, yes, they have J.J. McCarthy sitting there, but I'm with you, Mike. I think that Sam Darnold goes back to Minnesota for at least the next year on a franchise tag. If not, maybe even they do hand him that long-term extension, even with these two performances.
I don't know about the long-term, but I think the extension to me with the franchise tag for 1 year is going to be the route to go.
Makes too much sense.
Yeah, because you're not paying J.J. McCarthy nothing. Now, Daniel Jones might be odd man out with this particular spot, but then he's going to have to go find another place to be a backup. Guys, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes is just one playoff win away from tying Joe Montana for the second most wins in NFL history. Mahomes has only played seven seasons. Montana played 16. Man, just think the ride Mahomes is on. He is one playoff win away from tying Joe Montana for the second most in NFL history. And he played seven, Montana 16. Goes to show you what you're looking at. You watching greatness in front of your very eyes. So, hey, soak it in. Because there's not going to be a lot of Patrick Mahomes, unless you're really young in life, that you'll be able to say that I saw in my lifetime. That's how good this guy is.